This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. You may not know her name, and you may not know her voice, but you know how she makes you feel. The sound of musician Lisa Fisher's voice has moved audiences for decades now. She's the backup singer who top artists tap to complete their sound on stage, from Tina Turner to Sting to Luther Vandross. Oh yeah, the Stones too. Lisa Fisher's a virtuoso. You can see that in the film 20 Feet from Stardom. The documentary profiles backup singers who often spend their careers in the shadow of the stars. Fisher is so versatile that she fronts her own band now, called Grand Baton. She seems as comfortable playing in a quiet club in Manhattan as she is playing a stadium with the Stones. Lisa Fisher and her band are on a world tour now, and she's on her way to the Boston area for two gigs. Tomorrow night, she'll be at Newton North High School, and Saturday, she's going to be at the Cabot Theater in Beverly. When we spoke with her, she told us the key for her to feel at home in a new venue is to take note of everything she can prior to the show while the crew checks the sound.
Sound check is a really important time for me because I actually get to stand on the stage and feel the room and look at the ceiling and meet the people that are working there and just get a sense of what the walls feel like, what the parameters are. And then once people come in, it shifts again.
People in the audience give her energy. She feels it even when she can't see them. Just as Lisa Fisher learned to respond to the audience, she learned as a backup singer to listen closely to the lead singer. That means putting her own ego aside and understanding her main job.
Supporting the artist completely. Because sometimes, you know, you'll be in the studio and you'll listen to something and you may not quite get it. And so a lot of times people are quick to say, "I don't get it," you know, and shut down instead of really staying open and to not take up unnecessary space. You know, a lot of times we sort of overspeak things and some things don't need to be explained to death. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's a lot of wisdom in the silence.
You would think that once you then, you know, walk that 20 feet to the front to and become the lead singer, as you are obviously now on this really lengthy tour that you're on, that would be a whole different experience. And I wonder how it is different. I mean, if you're a different singer when you're doing backup versus when you're out front.
I think what has been different for me is the race and sort of, okay, so the background race for me is like, okay, you got the song and you know where the backgrounds come in and you're pulling your energy together for the next burst of energy that has to come out for the background part. And you're constantly watching if the lead singer needs anything in particular or just anything that's going on around you. You're just trying to be aware of what's happening within the silence. But what I'm learning now with singing a song beginning to end is that it's a different kind of focus. It's a different kind of pacing. And it's like taking a needle and thread and beating all these little colorful beads together in a really rhythmic and flowing sort of way. So it's a different feeling, but the purpose is always the same for me.
The purpose being what?
Telling the story.
Lisa, could you give us an example, perhaps, of one song and take us through how, you know, you strung those beads together? Maybe take us through the process a bit.
One of the songs that I love to sing in the show is the first one. It's called Breath of Heaven, that was recorded by Amy Grant and written by Chris Eaton. In a world as cold as I know physically when I'm on stage and I'm doing it, it's sort of, it's like a meditation. I forget about my flaws, anything that I'm worried about. I just really take that time to just go in and just breathe out the story.
A vulnerable place to be when you feel open and you're open in front of the audience. And I wonder if there was a transitional period where you had to get there.
I think I came here that way, but then you sort of get molded and shifted and knocked around and, you know, just all the heaviness that I put myself through as to how I should look and what I should do and how I should starve and how I should diet and how I should this and blah, 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 I'm getting too fat and the blah, 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 blah. I'm finally at a point right now where I am just taking inventory of what is left in that way and changing and shifting my ideas about movement and being healthier. I'm just trying different things, not out of fear of trying to keep a job, but more out of just trying to live, really live in it. And that feels so much better to me.
Lisa Fisher, so nice to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck on your tour.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa Fisher and her band Grand Baton are performing two shows in the area this weekend. Tomorrow night, a benefit for the group Historic Newton at Newton North High School. And then on Saturday night, she'll be at the newly renovated Cabot Theater in Beverly. This is WBUR.